This is Good Hope Through Grace, broadcast ministry of the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. I'd like to ask you if you have a Bible or are able to turn. You can open the book of Romans chapter 11. That's where we'll be at this evening as we continue our study through the book of Romans. I pray it's been a blessing to you. Now, before we get into our text this evening, we want to give an announcement. This week we'll be having Vacation Bible School at the Elizabeth Baptist Church, and we are located at 410 Washington Street, Bancroft, West Virginia. We'll be having it Monday through Friday, every evening at 7 o'clock, running through 8:30. Now, I encourage you to come. We have classes for all ages, nursery through adult, and many of the adults love to use the whole week for revival. So you come and be a part of the Bible class, and I'm sure the Lord will indeed bless you. So that's Vacation Bible School at the Elizabeth Baptist Church, 410 Washington Street, Bancroft, West Virginia. Okay, now let's get into our study tonight, Romans chapter 11. Now, we looked at verses 1 through 10 last week, and we showed that from that text that God had not cast away the Jew. And that was the question of verse 1, the question, hath God cast away his people? And the answer to that was no. Is it a complete casting away? No. No, absolutely not. God was still saving Jews then. There would be a remnant, and there still is a remnant. As he said in verse 5, let me read the verse, even so then at this present time there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So God's grace has preserved a remnant. That's why you take the gospel to the Jew as well as you should take the gospel to the world, to the Gentiles. So you take the gospel to the world, that's what you're referring to the Jew and to the Gentile. And God saves them by his grace. So that's what we looked at last week. Now, this week, we're going to come across another question. And the question is, have they stumbled that they should fall? And it's talking about the fall of the Jew. And again, he's referring to their unbelief, their rejection of Jesus as a whole. Certainly not everyone did, but as a whole, for the most part, they rejected that Jesus was the Messiah, even down to today. Most reject that. Well, the purpose of that fall, and that's what he's explaining, the purpose of that rejection was that through their fall, salvation, now let me read the text, Romans 11, verse 11, it says, through their fall, salvation is coming to the Gentiles, or to provoke them to jealousy. In other words, as they see the Gentiles coming and trusting in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and trusting in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, to provoke them to jealousy, to lead to them by God's grace, coming and trusting Jesus also. So the purpose of their falling away was to bring salvation to the Gentile. Now, what he's going to do is, now that he asks that question and he shows that through their fall, salvation come to the Gentiles, now he's going to go on and talk about an olive tree. And he's going to use an olive tree as an illustration in this text. And this olive tree is just used as an illustration of Israel under the new covenant. New covenant Israel is what he's going to use as an illustration in this text. And what he's going to do, he's going to show in this context that under the new covenant, this olive tree called Israel is made up of both saved Jews and saved Gentiles. Now, the olive tree in the Old Testament was used as an illustration of the Jews. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 11, let me read a text here in reference to Israel under the Old Covenant, and they are likened to an olive tree. Listen to this text. It says, the Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit, with the noise of a great tumult. He hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For the Lord of hosts that planted thee hath pronounced evil against thee for the evil of the house of Israel. So, just to give you the illustration, you can see in Jeremiah 11, verse 16, that Israel was likened in the Old Testament to an olive tree. So Paul keeps that illustration here in Romans 11. And he applies the olive tree illustration to Israel here also. The difference is he's going to show that this olive tree under the new covenant that is called Israel is different than the old covenant Israel in the sense that in the new covenant Israel, it consists of saved, all the saved, regardless of physical birth. It consists of all the saved, both Jew and Gentile. And everyone in this olive tree is those that have had a new birth in Christ Jesus. So I just wanted to explain that at the beginning so it'll make more sense to you as we read through the text. So let's go ahead and notice some of the details of this olive tree called Israel under the new covenant. Let's notice some of the details of this olive tree. First of all, we notice about this tree that the root of it, it says for verse 16, the first fruit be holy, the lump be holy, then the root be holy, so are the branches. Now, this stresses that the base of this olive tree, the roots of it, that which is underneath the ground from which the olive tree grows, Jesus is the root of this tree. If you'll go into the book of Revelations, one of the names that Jesus, in referring to himself, is he refers to himself as the root. Revelation chapter 22 and the verse 16, he says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify you these things in the churches. Notice churches is plural. Church is a local assembly. It says, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. There he calls himself the root. And the root of this olive tree in our context, Jesus is likened to a root in Revelation 22. He's a root of David, meaning he's a descendant. He came as a descendant of David. So in this olive tree, the root of this olive tree came from Jesus. It came from him. He's the root of it. He's the foundation of it. It's all based on him. If you're in that tree, you have to be in Christ. You have to be in Jesus. So that's the first detail about this olive tree that I want you to see, is that the root is Jesus. It's him. Now, the second thing that I want you to notice about this olive tree that Paul's describing in Romans 11, the olive tree of Israel, Israel under the new covenant, the second thing that I want you to see is that those that are in this olive tree stand in that tree by faith, meaning they are in the tree by faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, they are a part of Israel by faith in Jesus Christ. And we'll bring in some texts to go with that here in just a little bit. But notice, first of all, here in Romans 11 and the verse 20, it says, well, because of unbelief they were broken off, but thou standest by faith. Now notice what it says again, thou standest by faith. Now there he's referring to the Gentiles, and he says that the Gentiles stand or are grafted in and made a part of this olive tree by faith. Now, the thing that I really want to point out from this is that if you're in that olive tree, you're put in that olive tree by faith in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he says that they stood by faith, that gives the reason why that they were placed in the tree. Faith in the root, which is Jesus Christ. So if you're going to be a part of this olive tree of Israel, then you have to have faith in Jesus Christ. Now, the next thing that you want to see in the text is that there's no unbelievers in this olive tree. To be in this olive tree, the requirement to be in this olive tree of Israel under the new covenant, to be in it, the requirement is faith in the Messiah. That's why it says in verse 20 that you stand by faith. And those that do not have faith in Jesus, they're broken off. Just simply meaning that they have no place in that tree. They have no place in the tree. Now, in the Old Covenant, you go back into the Old Testament, Israel in the Old Testament and Israel during the days up before Jesus died on Calvary in his earthly ministry, they never were all saved. Now, back in the Old Testament, primarily on earth, it was the Jew that was saved. But never can you look at an occasion in Israel when the whole nation was saved. It had believers in it, and it also had unbelievers in it. There's times in Israel, just as we used as an illustration last week, where in the days of Elijah, where by far most of them were lost. You can see that many times in their history where most of them was lost. But there never was a time under the Old Testament where you could say that everyone in the nation of Israel was saved. Well, that's the difference under the new covenant. In this olive tree of Israel, which represents Israel in the new covenant, all of Israel is saved because the only ones that are placed in this tree is those that have faith in the Messiah Jesus. And all the unbelieving, those that reject Christ, all those that don't want nothing to do with Jesus, they have no part of the tree. That's why it says that they're broken off. It just simply means that they're not a part of this tree. The only one standing in this tree is those that have faith in Jesus. Now, when the new covenant came into effect, and the new covenant came into effect when Jesus died on Calvary, that's when Israel changed. And all the unbelieving were broken off. And Israel, once Jesus died and rose again, then the only ones that were placed in the olive tree of Israel was those that had faith in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. So in that sense, when the new covenant came into effect, and the new covenant came into effect when Jesus died on Calvary, all the unbelieving were broken out of Israel, and the only ones in the nation then were those that have trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior. You see the difference. Israel was made better under the new covenant and bigger, really, because it consists not only of Jews, but it also consists of Gentiles. But what they both have in common is they all have trusted Jesus as their Savior. If they've not trusted Jesus, then they're not part of the tree. Okay, so we're looking at the olive tree of Israel, Israel under the new covenant. He's showing that salvation did indeed come to the Gentiles, and they're made a part of this olive tree. That's what he's showing you in the text, that the Gentiles are grafted in, and they're made a part of this tree. Now, let me read some more verses here in Romans 11. It says, if some of the branches were broken off, and thou, talking about the Gentile here now, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them. So we're grafted in this olive tree. And why are we grafted in? We're grafted in because of his grace. And he says in verse 20 that we stand by faith. The reason why we're in the tree is because of faith in Jesus. Now he goes on and mentions another blessing here in verse 23. And they also, talking about the Jew, this is the Jew according to physical birth, they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. So meaning if they trust in Jesus, then they will be part of this same olive tree. But you see, the thing I want you to see is that everyone in this tree are in that tree by faith. You see, it says if they abide not still in unbelief. You see, when you faith is not unbelief. Faith is believing. Faith is trusting in Jesus. Trusting that he died for you and rose again for you. And when you trust in Jesus, then you're grafted in and made a part of this olive tree of Israel. And this is who Israel is under the new covenant. Saved Jews and saved Gentiles. It doesn't exclude the Jew. It brings in believing Jews, the same as it brings in believing Gentiles. It just shows you that Israel under the new covenant is different than the old, in the sense that under the old covenant, many unbelieving was in it, whereas under the new covenant, only all the saved are in it. We stand by faith. We're made part of the olive tree by faith. Well, does that fit Scripture? Does that fit the Scripture? Is that not taught in other places? Who is Israel under the new covenant? Who is the true Jew under the new covenant? Who is the descendant of Abraham under the new covenant? Who is the circumcised under the new covenant? Let's let the Bible answer for us. Romans 2, verse 28 says, He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Yeah, a Jew is not one necessarily that has had a physical birth. But says, neither is that circumcision which is outward. For circumcision in the Old Covenant was a requirement. It was a physical act that was done to every little Hebrew boy when he was 8 days old. And it was one of the things that separated them from other people. They would refer to the Israelite as the circumcised, and they would refer to the Gentile as the uncircumcised. Now listen to this, verse 29. He is a Jew which is one inwardly. See, the true Jew is one that's had a circumcised heart. The true Jew is one that have accepted Christ as their Savior, regardless of their physical birth. Now, there's people that are German by physical birth, but they are citizens of the United States. They're part of a new nation, and that's how it is for us. I may be by physical birth a Gentile, but by new birth, I'm a Jew. He is a Jew which is one inwardly, you see. The circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter. So the true Jew under the new covenant is all those that have trusted Christ. That's what Romans 2 says. It fits well when you look at Romans 2 and Romans 11, and you look at the olive tree, and the only ones in this olive tree of Israel are those that stand by faith, those that have trusted Jesus. Then he says he's able to graft the Jew in again. That just simply means that anyone in this olive tree of Israel under the New Testament are those that have trusted Jesus as their Savior. So the true Jew, Romans 2, is one that has trusted Christ Jesus as Savior. You stand by faith in this tree. Secondly, another text I want to show you, the book of Philippians chapter 3. We've looked at this several times. Paul talking to the Philippian church. And here he uses the illustration of circumcision. The Jews were referred to as the circumcised in the Old Covenant. He would refer to the Jews as the circumcised and the Gentiles the uncircumcised. Doesn't mention that to you. When David fought Goliath, one of the things he said about Goliath, who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he would defy the armies of the living God. So when you talk about the circumcision, you were referring to God's people. Now, Paul, in talking to the Philippian church, writing to the Philippian church, listen to this statement. We are the circumcision. Now, he's going to define who the circumcision is, who the true Jew is. We done give one illustration of it in Romans 2. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Messiah Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. That tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? In other words, the true circumcised, the true Jew, is one that worships God in the Spirit, rejoices in Christ Jesus. Jesus is our boast. You ask me why I'm going to heaven, I'll tell you about Jesus. I'll tell you how He died for me. I'll tell you how He rose again the third day. I'll tell you about my Savior, see? We rejoice in Messiah Jesus. We don't have no confidence in our flesh. Our confidence isn't in our works. Our boast is in Jesus. And everyone that's in this Israel, this olive tree of Israel under the new covenant, everyone that's in that tree has had this spiritual circumcision. Everyone that's in this tree rejoices in Messiah Jesus. Regardless of their physical birth, they are spiritual Jews in Jesus Christ. Isn't that a tremendous text? So, when we go back to our text in Romans chapter 11, so to be in this olive tree, you have to have faith. It has no unbelieving in it. And that all changed the moment that Jesus died on Calvary for our sin, ushering in the new covenant, and that changed Israel altogether. It consists only of believers. And everyone that's in the tree, regardless of whether a Gentile or a Jew, they're in the tree by faith in Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 16 refers to that nation as the Israel of God. And it consists of all the saved. That's God's nation. Jesus said of the Gentile in the book of Matthew, I believe it's Matthew chapter 8, that many will come from the east and the west and the north and the south and sit down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this is a tremendous blessing, not only for the Gentile, but it's a tremendous blessing also for the Jew. He is able to graft them in again. They'll be made part of that olive tree called Israel under the new covenant. And what a blessing that is when they trust Jesus. That's why you take the gospel to the Jew. They brought the gospel to us. We need to return the favor and bring the gospel to them. So let's go ahead and move down to verse 25. We're running out of time. All I want you to see so far tonight is that this olive tree, referred to as Israel in this text, borrowing from the Old Testament scriptures of Israel being called the olive tree in the Old Testament, the olive tree is still called Israel under the New Covenant, except it's better. It's better because everyone in the olive tree of Israel in the New Covenant, they're all saved. Not only are they all saved, but they're made up of saved Jews and saved Gentiles. That's a tremendous blessing. Jew and Gentiles are brothers, and if you've trusted Jesus. Ephesians 2 describes this. It says, we were without Messiah. This is our, without Christ. This is how we were under the Old Testament. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's the description of the Gentile under the Old Covenant. But under the New, verse 13, but now in Christ, ye who were afar off are made near by the blood of Jesus. For he is our peace, who hath broken, who hath made both one. Did you hear what they just said? He made us both one. Both Jew and Gentile that have trusted Jesus, our brothers and sisters in Christ, we're one. We're part of the same nation. We're part of the same olive tree. He's made us both one. Jesus himself said it in John chapter 10 when he said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. There'll be one fold, one shepherd. He's made us both one under the new covenant. There's no longer a middle wall that separates us. When you went into the temple in the New Testament, there was about a 3-foot wall there that was marked. Gentiles couldn't go beyond that point. It was called the court of the Gentiles. You could only come in, the Gentile and the Jew were separate. But under the new covenant, he's broken that middle wall between us, and he's made us both one in Jesus Christ. Part of the same nation, citizens of the same nation, part of the same olive tree. It's a blessing. The saved Jew and saved Gentile are one in Christ. Now listen to the rest of this. Now therefore you're no more strangers and pilgrims. Strangers and foreigners. We're not strangers. A stranger is someone from another nation. A foreigner is someone from another nation. But it says you're no more strangers and foreigners, but you're fellow citizens. Fellow what again? Fellow citizens. That means you're part of the same nation. You know what that nation is called? It's called Israel. The Israel of God. We're made part of it. Fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. What a blessing that is. He's made us both one. Verse 25 of Romans 11. Got to hasten on. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. It's a mystery to many. It's still a mystery to many today. Many don't realize who Israel is today. Israel today is both saved Jew and saved Gentile. It doesn't exclude Israel according to the flesh. You take the gospel to the Jew the same as you do to the Gentile. As a matter of fact, when Jesus established the church and after he died on Calvary and rose again, And after 40 days, he ascended back to heaven. He gave a commission. Remember what that commission was? Go ye therefore and teach, which means make disciples of all nations. He sent the church to the nations with a gospel message. And after they trust the gospel, they are to be baptized and then they are to be taught. The commission of the church goes to the world. That includes Israel. That includes all nations. And then when they trust Christ, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow citizens with the household of God, grafted in and made a part of that same olive tree, that olive tree of Israel. That's what Romans 11 is showing us. So this was a mystery to many. It's still a mystery. It says blindness in part is happened. Now, the word is happened is has happened to Israel. Now, that's a description of Israel in the Old Testament. They was also always in a condition of partial blindness until the fullness of the Gentiles came in. Now, that doesn't say the time of the Gentiles. It says the fullness of the Gentiles. There's a difference. And the fullness of the Gentiles came in when the new covenant went into effect, when Jesus died on Calvary's cross and rose again the third day. That's when the fullness of the Gentile came in. And that's when he sent the church to the world. That's when he gave the commission. And he sent the church to the world with the message of the gospel. And when they by faith received Jesus, they were made part. They were made citizens in this nation. Verse 26 describes Israel under the new covenant. It says in verse 26, and so. Now the word so, you can look that up in a Strong's Concordance, means in the way, in this way, as it was described preceding. As it was described preceding. Who was Israel as we've just described in this text? Who is Israel? Israel's all the saved. Everyone in the olive tree stands by faith. So all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That deliverer was Jesus. Matthew 1, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, for this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sin. And that happened when he died on Calvary. That brought in the new covenant. That brought in the fullness of the Gentile. And my friends, today, that's why the olive tree of Israel consists of saved Jews and Gentiles. And that's why we as a church are to take the message to the world. What a blessing it is under the new covenant to be part of this nation. And one of these days, the king will come and he'll regather his nation together and take us to New Jerusalem. May God add his blessings to his word.